Hello and welcome. You're listening to Journal with Jenny. This podcast will give you ideas to apply writing and journaling strategies that will help you focus on what matters most to you while exploring some of life's big questions. This is your host, Jennifer Traister, a mom, wife, teacher, learner, and expert in using journaling and writing that will empower you to write your best life story and live it. Today, we have a guest I'm so honored to have here. Our guest, Helen Miller, is an award-winning actress, a storyteller, as well as a spiritual guide for women who want more magic in their lives and to connect with their true selves. I'm so happy you're joining us today, Helen, and look forward to hearing about how you use journaling.
Thank you. It's really lovely to be here, Jenny. And talk about something that has been so cathartic and such a creative sort of portal for me during my life.
Nice. And do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I primarily, for most of my life, I've worked as an actress and theatre maker and in film and television. And 7 years ago, I started also on a very strong spiritual path, and in recent years that has led me to working with primarily with women to help them live more from their heart and less from their head and tap into their authentic self and bring the transformation that they've been seeking into their reality.
Oh, nice. And then how has journaling played a role in that, either personally or in your business?
Sure. So I guess as an actor, I have such deep respect for the really extraordinarily talented friends and colleagues I've had along the road who spend their life writing plays, theatre, film. So I was always, I felt like an imposter to really bring any of my writing forward. And the projects when I did, so I co-wrote a film and I co-wrote a play that was on in London. The film got made. Both of those were great successes, but I needed the reassurance of writing with somebody else. I wasn't in my full power yet with my writing. And it's really been I'm writing my life story, have the confidence to move into that has come about because I started using journaling within the workshops that I run with women. So I run cacao ceremonies and retreats and weekly meditations, and I work with tarot, and bringing journaling into that. So for this weekend I ran a retreat with a group of women in the woodland, and there's a big sharing circle, and then there's a lot of deep internal, each exercise is designed differently for people to journal. And when we were doing the reflection back on how people found different aspects of the weekend, some women were so grateful to have those tasks to write because they don't feel that they can articulate their true selves in a group. But the writing, they were allowed to be honest with themselves and get perspective in a very different way by putting the words on the paper. And I totally get that.
Right.
You can, in a way, you can hold yourself to account, or you can speak like no one's listening, but with an honesty, then just you don't get, or clarity you don't always get with your thoughts.
Oh, I've found that too. You know, once you just start writing, you start being more honest, and then you have to confront that on the page, and like you said, just you're more accountable then for what you're truly feeling. And but it takes some of that journaling to get that out before, probably even before some of them could share with the group,
just
to articulate their thoughts.
And it also sometimes it can be like you're just turning the tap on. So sometimes, you know, I'll set up an exercise, and then some people you can just see are just writing and writing and writing, and you need to move on. But it's totally it's opening something. But I feel that once you've got into that zone, you can go back quite easily. It doesn't take a huge shift to get back there. When you start rereading what you wrote maybe an hour before or the day before, you can get back in and pick it up again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's really beautiful that you offer that for women through your ceremonies so that they do have that chance to reflect.
Yeah. And sometimes I work with fire so that whatever you're writing, you're then burning, because that gives you a whole new level of freedom, because you definitely know it's going out. And often to people who you can't talk to,
right,
in a way you can leave stuff there. You can send the prayers into the fire, or like your most audacious, extreme dreams that you want to bring into reality, you can also burn those to go up to the cosmos to, you know, manifest.
Right.
As well. So there is something very special about you, but what goes on between you and the page.
Oh, that's
in a
so
way
true.
That, yeah, in a way that the screen is sometimes different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I agree. Okay, so do you have any writing practices like that you do on a daily basis?
Yes and no. It's not as strong now as it has been at certain times in my life. There was a period in my 20s where I'd had some really big successes as an actor, and then there were these quiet periods. And the quiet periods are always a challenge about for any creative person, about how you keep your creativity going, especially within acting. You need people around you to create.
Yeah.
Like you just doing a, you know, just talking to self in the mirror in the room is not the same. And it's, you know, we love working within a team. So I came across The Artist's Way. I know many people, this has just been like a kind of, you know, religious book for people in terms of their creative practice. And I also recently read Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, which really enjoyed. Yeah. And so I started doing morning pages, where you just pick up a journal each morning and you hold yourself to account and you just write for three sides of that, you write three sides of the page. Takes about 15 minutes. And even if you don't know what to write, you write, "I don't know what to write," until stuff starts coming out. But I found that so helpful for my mental health. I kept it going for years, not just the 12 years of the Artist's Way, because I just found that whenever in life, because I've always been very independent, I haven't really shared my life like living with that many people, or, you know, flatmates is not the same dynamic. So having somebody, a book where if something happened in the day where normally you might share that with your partner, you know, I just think, oh, it's fine, I'll just put it on the page, I'll write about it tomorrow. And it allowed me to move through things that triggered me, that angered me, much, much quicker, without kind of carrying on that dialogue in my head, because I thought, I'll just put it on the page.
Yeah, then it gets released there.
Yeah.
And
absolutely,
it gets out of your head.
And at the moment, I don't do three pages, but a friend at the beginning of the year bought me one of those 5-year journals where you write a section each day.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm doing that, which for 2020, which has been an extraordinary year. Like, even before we got into March, I had my relationship and my mother had passed. So my relationship and my mother passed. So it's been a helpful, and actually the smallness of it, like how many lines it gives you, is actually also really helpful, because it makes me be concise, and it also stops it being like something too overwhelming that I don't do.
Oh, I never thought about it that way, but yeah, when you don't have a whole blank page confronting you, you can just keep it short. And I never thought about that, but then it wouldn't be so overwhelming, especially during this year. Like you said, it's been a tremendous year for everyone, and especially with what you were going through too. So with that said, do you have any tips for the audience about writing that they could try?
So tips. Do it anywhere. Don't give yourself sort of boundaries that like, oh, I have to have my nice notebook, or I have to be, you know, somewhere really quiet, or, you know, just getting it out, just getting it part of your habit, like brushing your teeth, that it's something that you can do, whether you feel like it, whether you don't. When I've traveled, like, I have written reams of things that I found really helpful on, like, paper napkins and things. Mm-hmm. And I have loads of notebook stuff with bits of scraps of paper from that I've had to, like, write on the way. And I'm writing my life story at the moment, which a few people along the years have said, that's really interesting, you should put this in a book, but it was such an obstacle. And the only way that I can get myself to do it now on, like, tricky days is that I'm never ever going to let anyone read it, is what I tell myself. Mm-hmm. No one will read this, so I can get it out.
Right.
And when I find myself kind of like trying to be nice about things or shy away from some of the ugly stuff, I just go, it's just for me.
Mm-hmm.
But another part of me knows that I want to do something with it, right? What form it takes, I don't know. But
right.
Telling myself, it's like, I know I'm lying to myself, but that's how I get it out. It's like the games right. I have to play to get the writing done. And also trying to make sure that I just do 5 minutes a day. And some days that's longer. But and it also means that when I was on the treat, obviously I couldn't write, but it meant that it's like, oh, we've only got 15 minutes to catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes it much more manageable.
Yeah, and not so overwhelming and like a huge overwhelming task to do. It's more, oh, I have 5 minutes, I get to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a privilege to be able to have, you know, the time to write, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love, too, how you said that you, it's kind of funny how, like, people feel like I identify myself in one way, but I'm not really a writer. Even though you've already written, you know, you've co-written things, you're actually like a writing teacher for the women that you serve. And now you're writing your life story. And so do you think you identify as a writer now a little bit more?
I had somebody describe themselves as a slashy, and I don't like horror films, but, like,
right.
I feel like I have quite a lot of different things that I bring into the pot of who I am. So I guess I am a actor slash ceremonialist slash writer slash
right.
creative, you know,
yeah.
spirit. But yeah, I guess we live with such, especially like in the last century, we've grown up with such sort of strong labels of what you can and can't be, and we like putting people in boxes. So I think I have an archetype of what a writer is, and I don't see myself as that, but I definitely see myself as somebody creative with a voice, and I think we are becoming much more accepting and open about understanding the nature of creativity and creative people,
mm-hmm.
and not sort of having this, you're either incredibly wealthy, famous and successful, or you are the tortured artist. Like,
right.
there are variations in between of everything, and neither of those are particularly aspirational to some, you know, some mm-hmm. maybe they are to some people, but
right.
yeah, we are. We can just be authentically ourselves.
Yes. I love that. Okay, so what about any of your best writing advice that you've ever gotten?
Best writing advice. So it applies to acting and to writing. It's part of the creative process. I think it's the idea that it's the what the Greeks had is that a muse or creativity is not something that you either are or you aren't. It is something that is in the ether. It is in the universe, and it can move through you. And all you need to do is be available and open and ready for it to come in. Otherwise, it'll find somebody else who is.
Right.
And I like the idea that just taking your foot off the pedal, moving out of that really sort of yang, masculine focused energy, not male, female, but like just doing all the time, that actually just being playful and light and free with yourself in parts of your life and parts of your day allows creativity to come through. And so that is when the, I guess when you're playful, for example, like you, as an actor, you put on a play, you don't put on a, like a structure, even though there is structure within it, like it's that freedom that I find most helpful for writing. And it's when I get too much in the end goal orientated, you know, it's got to be right or it's got to be good. Like, what do those words even mean? Do you know what I mean? So that I find that, and that's why like writing on scraps of paper or serviettes is helpful, because it takes away all that kind of perfectionist stuff that I have quite strongly in me that isn't always helpful.
Yeah, I think when people think of writing, they think it has to be in a prescribed manner. And it has to be a certain way and set up and, you know, perfect. But like you said, if you just play, it just frees you up to let that creativity come through you and then just see where it goes instead of, you know, being so focused on the end goal and where am I going? Just like go with it.
Yeah. And another thing I started doing in lockdown was I started doing live videos on social media, and that took me out of my comfort zone because it was authentically me. And a lot of the catharsis and what drew me and has always drawn me to acting is that I can alchemize my pain, my joy, my human experience through a filter of a character and another story to help other people. And the removal of the filter is usually amazing. But I found that the loneliness and the processing of my grief with my mum and my relationship that I was going through on my own during lockdown, I brought in a lot of insight and I wanted to share that. And so I started doing these lives and now I've made them a regular part of my week. And it was having to articulate myself in public in front of people and then getting the response from that that gave me the confidence also then to start writing. And also because I have upscaled the offerings that I give, that I put out there for women, and I now do one-to-one work, that's required quite a lot of marketing and learning to write copy. And so actually through this whole last 6 months, my output in that respect has become much more, has been called for, but and because of the, I guess because of the my need to help people or my want to help people overrode my fear of getting it right or wrong. And often I like, for me, like the detail, because I have this sort of conflict of like a perfectionist but hating detail, and so stuff out the spelling mistakes or grammar mistakes, and I've got some really lovely friends who always come back and give me those corrections. But actually being okay, getting better at not being mortified when I've done that, is that because I know that the message of getting it out is okay. And if somebody's really irked that I have used an American spelling, not an English spelling, or an English spelling and not American spelling, or whatever it is, then that's okay, that I'm not resonating with them, that's fine. Right. There's going to be somebody who's got the perfect copy who for them.
And I think too, that's part of, like you said at the beginning, when you were co-writing, you weren't stepping into your power yet, but just being able to move past some of those things, it sounds like you are really stepping into your power, and writing and journaling's been part of that.
There we go. I'm just moving away from the man outside making a lot of noise.
That's fine.
I guess what's come through for me this year and this big change that 2020 has brought is the need to just step up for myself in terms of telling my story and taking that filter away. From playing characters, and also really the aim of my work is getting women feeling confident to stand up and share their stories. And I really feel that this imbalance in the world, you could use the word patriarchy, But what I really feel that that means is the valuing of math, like we all have masculine and feminine energies within us, regardless of our gender.
Right.
And only valuing the masculine energy of doing and force and control and productivity and not receptivity, creativity, play, that is the which is much more in line with the feminine energies. And you know, we all, I have this within me, like I feel like if I haven't had a busy day, then I haven't had a successful day. Like it's a cheat day if I've just been, you know, creative for myself or something. Like that isn't as creating value as much as it would have done if I've gone through 20 things on my to-do list, even if those are quite mundane. So I really feel that this changing this balance in the world, in ourselves, in society, is going to help on so many levels in our relationship with the planet, in how we are as people, in understanding ourselves better and becoming more compassionate and stepping stronger further into our humanity. And I feel that when women stand up to tell their stories in whatever capacity that is for them, that that will help shift that balance for both for the woman and for the world.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, you're doing such good work. So on that note, how can others get in touch with you and learn more about you?
Sure. Well, I am, my company is called Cacao Calling. So that's C-A-C-A-O, calling. And you can get me on my website, which is cacaocalling.com. And you can also get me on Facebook, Cacao Calling, and Instagram, Cacao Calling. And if you wanted to check out my acting work and that, my name is helenmiller.co.uk. It's my website, and Miller is with an AR. So Helen, MILLAR.co.uk. And if anyone's interested in joining any of my weekly Wednesday meditations and events or the ceremonies, I run those on Zoom as well. So people can join in from the comfort of their home.
Yes, all right. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and I just think you're doing so many beautiful things, and I hope that you do someday publish your life story so we can all read it. Thank you for sharing how writing's helped you and journaling and also others, how you're helping others with it too.
No, thank you so much, Jenny. Thank you for doing this podcast and giving women a platform to talk about themselves and their work and, you know, and the power of the written word, because it's accessible to all of us. Mm-hmm. And it's really, you know, challenging year where, you know, it's really great to think about the, you know, the free resources we have around us.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. I want to thank you for joining Helen and I today on the podcast. Now go write your day into a beautiful story. And remember to subscribe wherever you listen so you never miss an episode. Get in touch through my website, jennifertraister.com. And until next time, I'm Jennifer Traister. Thank you for joining me. And remember, you have the power to write your own story and live it.